This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, we're back.
We are back.
We're back in the house.
We are back. We're having fun.
We are always having fun, because when you're living life single, Yoni, you are never by yourself.
Mate, it's living life single.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, living life single, where being single
means
you're never by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you didn't say that.
I just did it my own single slant.
You did, which
because you know what, Yanni?
We love you for it.
Thank you. Mm. Bit slanty. A bit, well, yeah. Just the way I'm sat.
Just the way you're sat.
We're back for another week.
I know, yay. Claps. Yay, how exciting. Clap. How clap, exciting. Clap, clap,
clap. Driving the seat, driving the plane in the main seat.
Yes.
It's Yanni.
Oh, well, thank you, Jono.
Yeah.
So and, happy to be here and happy to everyone who's listening.
Thank you. And just before we went to air, Yanni decided to blast off my ear holes.
I did, yeah. Yes, and I laughed a lot. And
he
I
did. It's okay.
Some tears. It was a pure accident.
It was just a pure. I come here. I get abused.
You do.
I am abused.
And just the look on your face. It was priceless.
It was dear.
The shock.
Oh my God! I'm glad I can amuse you.
It was brilliant.
Now, talking of amusement, and yes. I find much amusement in this subject.
Yes.
Because I don't do a lot of it.
Yeah. Right.
Is fixing it yourself. That is the topic this week.
Fixing things.
Fixing it. Fixing what is it?
It.
Let's know.
It. Yeah, as a single, how you fix things.
How do you fix things?
Hang on. Someone wants to say something.
Yeah?
I'm a fixer. How did you...
Yanni, who was that? Was that you?
That was Christopher Pan.
Pan.
Christopher Pan, and he's a fixer.
I think we should hear it again.
All right.
I'm a fixer.
So that's what we're going to be talking about. You're on Joy. Here's something. When we were discussing about the show topics, Jono.
Yeah.
My dad always used to say, I fix you up. I fix you up. And I'm like, and do you know what that means?
Do it in the best Greek accent. Go on.
I fix you up. And so in Greek, it'd be like, followed by a swear word. Which I won't.
And?
Which means, like, he's going to, like...
Sort you out.
Yeah.
Like, belt you on.
Yeah. Like, we're in trouble.
Oh, really?
Like, if Jack saw, like, yeah, well, he'll fix us up. So, and when he said it in English, he'll be like, I fix you up. I was like, whoa.
Whoa. That is not the kind of fixing we're talking about today.
What kind of fixing are we talking about, Jono?
Well, it's kind of generic. I kind of left this one open today.
Oh, right, okay.
You know me. I like it open-ended. Yeah. So, now... It can be anything. I'm talking about how we've spoken about house chores before, but fixing things when you're on your own, flat pack furniture, the car breaks down, you know, sewing, clothing, you know, what do you do when this happens? Because I can tell you a few stories
What do you do? Because this was.
I am incredibly lazy, and I've got notes here, like, which I will go to. But you actually learn by doing, and I probably should listen to my own advice.
Mm.
Learn by doing something and following the instructions. And actually, I did that the other day, and I'll tell you about that story after, about fixing a situation. It's not also about fixing something physical, but it can be anything really today.
Fixing it.
But I've got something really good to tell you after. But I will tell you this. I actually hired this beautiful guy that I found on online before people start laughing.
Right.
And he's a lovely guy, and he's got this family, this wife and kids, bless them. And he comes around and he fixes things for me. So he comes around and he does my garden.
Oh.
He does the bushes.
He tenders
to my lawn,
right,
which is not very big, but he sweeps up, cleans everything, all the cobwebs off the fence. You're laughing already. He does the bush. out the front. He cleans my garage doors. He cleans in the garage, because sometimes I'm so time poor and I'm working from home, and he comes over while I'm at home and he does it. Then I pay him straight into his bank account. So I haven't got, so that's fixing things. Now he's actually suggested that he'd be able to do the roller, because I've got a roller garage door, that he would find a motor for me that I can get like a little, you know, like a little keychain button. So when I pull up on my drive, it opens automatically. Yeah, a remote.
Well, yes.
It automatically opens. So he is my kind of, at the moment, my little handyman.
So he fixes...
He fixes things around the garden.
Fixes around the garden.
Yes.
Oh, so is that... So the way that you fix things, Jono, if I get this right, is you outsource.
Correct. I like to create opportunities within the community.
It's okay to say you outsource.
I outsource, and I like to give people the opportunity and
give them a job.
Give them a job rather than pay someone at a big company like Jim's Mowing or something. Mm-hmm. I found this guy like on Google, and he has his own little business, and it's all legit. And he does like corporate stuff and whatever. But towards the end of the day, when he's got a break, he comes over, brings his little trailer, and he does the gardening.
So okay, that's one way. So yeah. As a single person, you can just throw
outsource
money to the problem and fix things.
Or you could just do it yourself.
Well, let's come back and chat about that. You're on Joy 94.9. Now, what are we talking about today, Jono?
We are talking about fixing things.
Fixing things. So
fixing things.
Fixing things.
Positions would go, I'm a fixer. How did you fix it? I fixed it by funding it in another way.
You love that.
Fixer.
We are talking now. We've spoke recently or earlier in the show about, you know, my little gardener coming over, helping me with the garden,
so
fixing
you outsource.
That. I outsource that.
Yeah. So like, now, look, not everyone can outsource.
No.
Not everyone can afford to hire a little man.
He's not expensive. I could probably give you his number. Everybody. No, I'm joking. Of course, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so what happens when you need to fix something? Or do you just actually outsource everything, Jono?
I try not to. I mean, the gardener guy, when people say that, it sounds like I've got lots of, you know, dollars. But he's like $50, something like that. And he does a lot of work.
Okay.
So it's not a lot. You know, yep. For me, that's a weekend worth of wine. If I, you know, if I forego that, then I can afford that.
Yeah.
But no, I've been known to use YouTube.
Oh.
So... I have diabetes paraphernalia. I wear a pump, yeah. And you know, if something's not working or I need, I'm like, how do I do that? How do I fix that?
Yeah.
Then I will YouTube and watch a demonstration. And there is so much on YouTube.
YouTube seems to be the way to learn how to fix things around the home. My mate has always referred me to YouTube.
Yeah.
I much prefer YouTube than, say, reading a piece of reading a piece of paper.
Are you hungry? You're thinking about cake again.
I am. I want some bagels. much easier than reading a piece of paper. And I need to actually, I learn by doing. So I like having someone there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I need to watch things on YouTube,
yeah,
and then have someone there just to sort of hold my hand. I can do things as long as you show me how.
Yeah.
And that's the part. That's where YouTube is great. But then I get really fixated on if things aren't exactly like they're in on YouTube, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting lost. But one of the best things I learned, mm-hmm. and I've forgotten,
yeah,
so hence learning comes to repetition, was how to actually take off a roller blind.
Oh, wow.
And put it back on.
Like, that's amazing.
I didn't know how to do that. And once you figure that out, it's really good, because I don't know about you, Jono, but I've got some fly screens.
Oh, yeah, I have fly screens.
And if you've got blinds, roll-up blinds, they're easy to take off, but putting them back on is a lot more challenging.
Yeah.
You've got to sort of hook them under, go underneath, and it's a little bit more challenging. So, yeah.
That actually plays into a point that I have here. It just reminds me.
Oh, yes, do tell.
Reclaiming control. Mm. DIY is empowerment.
Oh.
So when you learn how to do something, you've actually taken control of that. You now know how to do that. You've taken control of the situation, and you're in control.
Yeah, I've never thought about that. No, it does. It's very powerful. It's like, I can do, I'm not reliant on anyone.
Correct.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And that actually reminds me, you know that episode of Sex and the City?
With, yeah. With Samantha.
Samantha, and she was sick, and she needed to put up the curtains.
And she couldn't.
No one would come around and rescue her, oh my so God. To speak. And she couldn't do it. But then she learned, I think eventually, I don't know what the outcome was.
She outsourced.
She outsourced. Good on her.
Jared came over.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He came over and fixed her curtains.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what happened. So I put things off. I do put things off. I have so many things at my home that I just don't know how to do.
Yeah.
One of the things, I've got a TV and I've got like a proper, like a rigidage high kind of...
Rigidage?
A rigidage.
Is that a make of a TV?
No, like rigidage.
Oh, is it an Australian saying?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means like... real deal, like it's rigid edge.
It's legit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, rigid edge.
You've like got a legit rigid edge.
Very old. So I'm showing my age now.
You got a rigid edge TV.
Like no, not TV, like the stand.
Oh, like an old school stand.
No, like it's a proper one that's like built into the wall and like, and it's got an arm and you can put the TV on there and you can move it and you can you know, angle it and stuff like that. Now, I haven't put my TV up on that yet because. The bits weren't there when I bought the property.
Yeah.
I had to buy the bits.
You got to get the bits. The arms?
The screws that go into the TV, but then you need something else that goes in there. So my cousin-in-law, he's really good with this stuff. He's my go-to man. And he gave me some stuff. The bits, and I tried to fix the bits, but I couldn't, and then I'm just like, I can't, I didn't know how to fix the bits.
So did you YouTube it?
No, I didn't.
But you're going to?
I guess I will now.
Or you're going to outsource?
Well, I just want him to come over and fix it. You're listening to Joy.
And we're here, Joy Media, 94.9, Living Life Single, where Yanni, being single means you're never by yourself.
Yay, Jono!
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And today's topic
is,
if you haven't already guessed, is about fixing things.
About fixing things. Hang on.
I'm a fixer.
We've been talking physical. We've been talking, you know, essentially things around the house. Where to find that? Outsource some help? Maybe YouTube. Mm-hmm. The YouTube.
Yeah.
But I want to know, Yanni.
Yes.
How you... Because just before we had a bit of fresh air there, you're talking about your cousin coming over to help you with a TV stand.
Yep.
And jury's out whether they're going to come over or not and fix that for you. Or you're going to...
He will eventually.
He will? Okay.
Eventually,
So you're going to outsource. But how do you how do you go with fixing other things? Like, I don't want to talk about cars too much. We've spoken about it briefly before, but, you know, other things around the house.
Yeah, look, I generally will ask for help. So I'm help me, I'll do it, but you need to be here. Like, help, please help. Like, for example, I want to fix, because I live in a 1960s apartment, and they've all got the old air vents.
Oh.
You know those air vents?
Yeah.
Right. And then they let in the cool air in winter. And
yeah.
And it was designed because there was the old gas heaters, not me,
designed.
But the old gas heaters, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, just to air out the carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Because you don't want that.
But you're getting cold air coming in.
Yes. And they're in, look, all 1960s buildings have them. And I want to block them up.
Yeah.
Right? I want to seal them. And I don't know how to do that.
You could throw an X in there and make it their tomb.
An X? Oh.
Seal them in there for good. No, I'm joking.
Yes. I was just like, well, I thought you meant like a letter X. And I'm like, what? I don't know. What are you talking about?
Now, how would you do that? You would have to... I would YouTube that. There must be a way. Someone will have done that.
Yes, 100%. So I'm going to... But then you have to paint it.
You got to find the paint to match the wall.
So this is... So already, even just talking now, I'm already overwhelmed by this.
But you can go to a paint stockist and match the wall colour.
So I need to just break it down into little tasks.
Yeah.
And the first task is...
Block it up.
Well, blocking people, go hopping on YouTube and going, because I'm not a good researcher.
Okay.
I'm not like, I go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, you look, you go too deep.
I do. Like, I do. You know, I can, my brain's that.
You overthink.
Yeah, and I yeah. can, you know, I reach down there, so I can, you know,
yeah.
go quite. So, yeah, so I need to, like, just stay on track and find okay. the right videos. And but look, I'm very lucky because, as I said, my cousin-in-law, he knows stuff.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, hey, Pete, just,
yeah, nice.
You know, what how do you do this? And he's very, very good that way. So, yeah, I tend to, I will YouTube stuff. But I do feel a sense of accomplishment once I've done something around the house. And it does become, you know, that when you said before, that really struck with me, Jono.
Mm.
You empower yourself. You're yeah. like, I can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do it. But I am going to throw money to the problem when I've got, I've got like, I need to get a plumber out. And so I'm throwing money to that problem. When,
yeah, okay.
When that happens.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's a service. They provide a service. People need that service. Sometimes people are time poor or they just don't know how to do it. Or they don't yeah. want to risk things.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't. You can't do electricity stuff, look, plumbing.
Being a single person,
yeah.
it's a little bit more challenging because yeah. there is no one there.
Mm.
Like immediately
to help you
to help. Well, you know, I know even though my cousin-in-law is really great.
Yeah.
You know, he's got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is he, of course, going to accept the call, but does he have time? He's doing lots of stuff around his house. You don't want to be a burden.
Mm.
You know, I've got my mate who's really good as well. So he's actually very, very good. He helped me put up the smoke alarm. I'm like, I don't know how to do this. Because you can YouTube. I know, but it just still doesn't make sense. I just need you. So, you know, he's very, very good at stuff like that. He's like, he can just fix things. And he's self-taught.
Yeah.
He's self-taught. He knew nothing. But when he got his own place, he was like, I'll give it a crack.
Nice.
And he's learned everything off YouTube. And he, I so admire him. During the COVID of the lockdowns,
yeah.
He repainted all of his kitchen cupboards.
Wow.
He took them all off. He sanded them
down.
Put them down. He like, you know, painted them, put them back up. But I also don't like doing this stuff because I have back pain.
Yeah, okay. You do have a valid excuse.
So anytime, like, you've got to bend over, stand up. Like, it's just, you know, it's there's stuff on the... So it's all very... lucky, look, touch wood, it's kind yeah. of sorted itself out. But,
nice.
You know, like, just if I was to sort of stand on a ladder and get things off, you know, a cupboard,
yeah.
that puts strain. Like, I can't do that kind
it
of
stresses
stuff
stresses me
day.
Out thinking about it.
So it's like, yeah. oh, it's a bit of an effort.
During lockdown, all I learned how to fix was making a quiche.
Oh!
I loved it. But I do actually have an example. Mm. I didn't fix something physically recently. I had to fix something.
Oh, so, what was that thing?
So, and you know, but people out there might not. With the accent, I've been here for a very long time in this country. My whole family are here.
Mm.
For a long story, and I don't mind having that chat with people privately. If they want to know, text us in. Yeah. Let us know. Follow me on Instagram. But I've had stop and start. So every time I leave the country, I'm waiting to be a permanent resident, but I need to apply for a visa to come back into the country.
Mm.
So I'm going away shortly with work. It's already very stressful because I'm going to California, and I found myself just imploding. The stress of that whole trip, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed yeah. to be a reward.
Yeah.
I was stressed about the border, immigration, stressed about doing this on my own because I've done it before, but via an immigration agent, my regular immigration. But I couldn't afford it because they whack on another $350 on top for their fees to process it.
Yeah.
So it just became like the point of things. I'm going to do this myself. I was at my desk at work and I was trying to finish it off and I just imploded. I had a little cry. I was in my desk space and I was like, you can do this. You've got this. You need to learn how to do this.
Mm.
You need to do it. So I Googled.
Did you stop?
I stopped. I took a breath, had a bit of a cry, got some water.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no one else to help me. Thank you.
Like you... you're like, right.
Because
good on you. That takes a lot of...
Who else is going to do it, Yanni?
Yeah.
No one is there to help me. No one can do it for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, you've got to do this because you're not going to the immigration agent. It's too late now not to do it. I have to learn how to do this. So I Googled, looked for some Reddit chats and things like that.
Mm.
And I was like, God, just look at the screen, read every single word and follow it. And I followed it and found that I wasn't... There was a hidden bit at the bottom that I had to click and it opened up.
Isn't it weird how, like... Once you actually work through the mess, the challenges, you're like, oh,
bing.
It's a whole lot of everything when that happens.
Now I know how to do a bridging visa for when I come back into the country. I can do it anytime. Yeah. I know how I can follow the process. I'm a pro at it.
Yeah, well, start your own agency.
Well, yeah. Let's see. But yeah, no, that's just an example of how I fixed a situation. So not something physical.
Do you know what you were?
What?
I'm a fixer. How did
You're listening to Joy.
And we are live, and we've been talking about fixing things.
Yeah.
Can you fix things? Can you fix it?
Depends on what it is.
Now, we've spoken about physical things. We've spoken about, you know, situations to fix.
Yeah.
And I had a little note here as well. Sometimes fixing versus rebuilding. And this could also be if you've just come out of a relationship as well. If you're finding yourself newly single, is it worth fixing or should you start again from scratch? Yes, you should start from scratch. I think, we said, let's have a recap. We said that sometimes... There is definitely power in, you know, doing something and finding out for yourself, learning, you know, discovering how to do something and fixing something because then it empowers you.
Yeah.
Like I was saying before about my, you know, travel visa situation. I no one else can do it for me. I had to do it and I had to knuckle down and do it.
And as single people.
Yeah.
We've got one person.
It's just us.
Just us. Yes, surround yourself with
friends and family.
Family, all that. But at the end of the day,
it's only you that can do that.
It's only us. So, good advice.
I had to learn how to do a fix a toilet seat once.
What was that, to get off it?
No. It was a loose toilet seat. And I was like, I had to learn and Google how to do that once. And I'd have to refresh. But
actually, my toilet seat's a bit.
You see? Well, I'm not coming over to fix your toilet seat. Yeah. That's where I draw the line.
Well, what kind of a mate are you then? Just honestly. God, just.
So, yeah, what were we... I don't even know what to... I just jumped...
I think you wanted to say YouTube.
YouTube is a great friend.
Mm-hmm.
So YouTube things, Google things. If not, you can outsource like myself or Yanni with his cousin. Mm. Invite your family and friends over.
And I think one really important thing that you said, apart from which was part of... learning how to do things and empowering yourself, the breath that
taking a
gets
breath.
You in that moment of just like overwhelm. If you're overwhelmed or whatever, it's that, right, I need to take a breath, I need to sort things out,
breathe out,
and then, you know, it gives you some look at you, he's going into a level of ominous.
I learned this recently from my therapist.
Yes, breathing is very good.
Breathing, but also have acknowledged that feeling that you're going through.
Yes.
That frustration, acknowledge it as like almost a person. It's a feeling.
Yep.
Say, thanks for being here, but I've got this. I can take over now. I really appreciate the energy and that your frustration's here. But I'm going to learn how to do this. I'm going to tackle this.
Yeah. There's some really great, again, YouTube, when it comes to a lot of breath work, a lot of managing that kind of alarm that you get in your body, that kind of oh god that ping. Lots of really good stuff online that can assist with that.
I've also got something that I apply to my everyday job, and in terms of tasks and fixing things daily, it might not be something physical, but I've always been told to eat the frog. It's a saying, which means do the biggest task first. Fix it. Do something about it. Get that done, because when you do that, so if there's something that you are physically looking at fixing around the house or something, yeah, it does. you tick the biggest item off. So that TV stand for you, or that vent, you know, get it done, because then all the other tasks that you've got are just going to become minute. It's going to be like, oh, I can do that, whatever.
Great.
Yeah.
And guess what, Jono?
What?
We're at that time.
Yes!
At that time.
I think you should kick it off.
All right. Look at you. Thank you, Mr. Cheeky. Actually, this kind of fits in with everything. Okay. What I've been doing over the last 1 or 2 months is fixing myself. I've been getting up every morning.
Yeah.
And I've been meditating.
Lovely.
And I've been fixing things internally. And in terms of being single and living alone, it has been great because I can do that at my own level. I don't have to justify it to anyone. I keep on thinking, oh, is someone going to say something or blah, blah. You know, I'm left alone and I can do it. So I think that's really good about being single is you can really focus on your own self-development. And that's where people who in relationships, who have children, who have pets or dogs, who can't do that.
No.
So I'm like, yeah, that's really good thing. I'm loving that I can, you know, I'm at that point where I've dedicated that to myself.
Yeah. Right?
So that's good. And I guess what hasn't been good this week, I think it's the flip side of that when you're in your head too much, when you've got no one there to not pull you out of, but I guess to sort of, you know, when you're in thinking and, you know, someone can just go, hey, go, oh, that's right.
Sort it out.
Yeah. Like that's the flip side of that when you are, you know, single and by yourself. But you know what? Who needs that? This is much better because that makes me practice and I've become more aware of that. And so that's a good thing. So
nice.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And you, Mr. Jono.
Something positive.
Yeah, something good about being single.
Look, I'm feeling good in terms of, you know, there are a lot of things coming up that I'm looking forward to.
Mm.
And
What's his name?
No, nothing like that. No, there's a bit of travel, you know, that I'm doing. Mm. And then there's things in the pipeline in, you know, shows. I'm going to Sydney a couple of times, Brisbane. Then, you know, then there's, you know, a wedding, two weddings next year.
Oh.
I've got to save up for one of them being in Spain.
Oh.
And one of them being in Adelaide, which is my brother's wedding. Oh. So just there's some really exciting things in the pipeline.
Good.
But, you know, there is that element of, you know, recently again, I've had some issues with my eye you know, going down to the clinic to be there on your own and no one there to kind of hold your hand and go, you know what, you're very brave, John. Like, you know, it's, you know, going in there, doing that, potentially having another injection into your eye.
Yeah.
You know, having someone there for you. But I go and do it and I'm on my own and it's all good.
And we've got to do it.
And that's the other voice. It's thank you. It's like, you know, you've got to do this. So,
I think we acknowledge it's not easy.
It's not easy.
So, to all single people out there,
we know it's not easy.
We know what it's like, but you've got this and we can do it.
Correct. And when you're with us on Living Life Single, you're never by yourself.
Exactly. And on that note, see you later,
everyone. We'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.